The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of course, an exciting time in the Amway Center here in Orlando. I'm broadcasting for my friends at AM 660, 105.5 FM, The Answer here in Orlando, and what a evening we had last night in the Amway Center.
In the 8 years before I took office, on average, we lost 2,000 manufacturing jobs a month. Since my inauguration, we've added 16,000 manufacturing jobs a month. That didn't happen by accident. Remember the statement from the previous administration? You'd need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, we'll tell Sleepy Joe that we found the magic wand. The sleepy guy.
And the magic wand he did find. With me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line for a few minutes this morning, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Welcome him in, Mr. Chairman. Glad to have you.
Good morning, Joey. How you doing, sir?
I am wonderful. After a night like last night, what an exciting crowd down here in Orlando, Drew. And I know that we had a lot of watch parties around South Carolina last night, enthusiastic crowds. And that's our job now. That's what we have to do in South Carolina. And we got to rally the troops and help the president get reelected next year.
Yep. Yeah, look, it was a great night. I mean, I envy you actually being down there. We were obviously up here in South Carolina. Like I said, we had a lot of watch parties around the state last night. I was actually in Greenville, the Greenville County GOP's watch party last night. I had a big crowd. About half of the people in the room actually were completely new people, had never been to a Republican Party meeting before. So, which just goes to prove that the president has drawn a lot of new people into our party. He's helped grow our party. We saw evidence of that in the elections here in 2018 here in South Carolina, when we were able to actually beat Democrats by 8 points on a straight ticket ballot statewide. So just a record for us. More and more excitement about the president, but also, and the accomplishments. I mean, he recounted there last night. He's got a great record to run on. The economy's booming. We've got a record low unemployment rate, over 6 million new jobs. We slashed government regulations. And look, he has actually now managed to get the Mexican government to do more to defend our southern border than Democrats are willing to do, for goodness sake. I mean, tremendous progress. And then on top of that, obviously, conservative judicial appointments, incredibly important, as you know, over the long haul. Things like this are opportunities for us to continue to bring new people into our party and grow it. And which helps Republicans all the way down to city and county council races.
And, Drew, that's the encouraging part. And I'm glad to hear you say that there were a lot of new people there in Greenville. And I suspect that's the case over in Spartanburg with Curtis and the others. And that's what I witnessed here in Orlando, Drew. I got down on Monday and got out and walked around, had an opportunity to talk with people who literally had pitched tents. They were going to be sleeping out on the street so that they could be a part of this. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen. It'd be kind of like, I've seen people camp out for a great concert ticket. They wanted to see. Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, it was just amazing. But here was the other part, Drew. They were so enthusiastic, had such a great attitude, and they just love our country. And they love our president, and it's just hard for me to understand how you could have that backdrop here in Orlando, yet you have polls being released just a few days before showing that he's losing Florida. It makes no sense.
Well, and we saw what a lot of polling was worth in the 2016 election, too. We don't have to go back and recount that, but, you well remember. And plus, not to mention the fact that you're two years out. Essentially, from a general level, we're a year and a half out, and you haven't gone to or had a general election campaign where you're actually defining the opposition yet. So, yep. You know, it's like you're running against what amounts to a blank slate. So, you know, I discount that for a lot of reasons. But look, back to your point, you had over 120,000 people sign up to be a part of that rally last night. Obviously, yep. Couldn't get more than, I don't know what the total number there in the arena was, 10, 12, or whatever it may have been, whatever the capacity was.
Well, the capacity was 20,000.
Okay, 20,000.
Yes, some of the buzz around here was that they were going to be a little lenient and that there could be as many as possibly 30,000 get in, because you had the standing room down in the floor of the arena. So I don't know how many eventually got in, but there was not a seat left. It was packed, and the floor was full, so there were a lot of people there.
Well, I'm sure the fire marshals were a little bit lenient, but look, you know, and the other side of the coin is the contrast. So it's now what we're up against. And, you know, you've got Democrats, you know, crawling all over South Carolina. I think 22 of them will be here this weekend for their state party convention. Yep. There'll be probably at least one here every day for the next 8 to 10 months. And quite frankly, I couldn't be happier about it, because it presents us with a great opportunity by way of contrast. What they stand for, what we stand for. And for the last, you know, several years, and with just at an increasing rate, they are virtually at the top of their lungs screaming exactly what they are, to the point of, or essentially what we've been saying they are for the last 20 years. In other words,
exactly.
Used to be we would say that they're socialists. No, we're not socialists. We're, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, it's, they're coming out of the closet, so to speak, politically. And, you know, you can't, you put that genie back in the bottle now. I mean, they are, wherever there's the Green New Deal, $93 trillion is what it would supposedly cost us, or Medicare for All, which would cost us about $32 trillion or something like that. All these crazy, and then plus, you know, the ones that want to actually, a couple of them have talked about actually abolishing ICE, getting rid of, you know, and supporting sanctuary cities, tearing down what little border walls we do actually have. You know, we have an opportunity to message against them by way of contrast, and the more, you know, stark the contrast, the better off we're going to do.
Yep.
And they're making our communications job easy for us, quite frankly.
Yep, and that's all. That's what we have to do. You're right. We just have to spotlight all the good things that are happening in the party because of Donald Trump. Because that does that trickles down. That makes your job easier here in South Carolina to elect local and state officials around. And by the way, just a quick reminder in comparison to we're talking about the number of people there last night. A lot of people did not get in. There were still people outside, including some of the media. Some of the media at 5:30 or so, they closed the doors. They did what they called the hard close. Nobody could go in. No one could leave. And there were still people trying to get in the building. In comparison to Barack Obama's reelection announcement, I think it was at Ohio State, I read, he had a similar arena, 20,000 plus seats. He got 14,000 people there.
Well, again, it goes back to the excitement, obviously, and again, what you're referenced by the 120,000 people who tried to get into the event. But again, we are going to use this as an opportunity to identify and train new volunteers and new activists to get them involved in the party and get them involved in campaigns, people who not only would eventually work on campaigns even down to the local level, maybe in this cycle and the next cycle, but who might become candidates themselves in the future. Elections like this are an opportunity to build a farm team. In conjunction with the Trump campaign, the RNC, essentially they've merged together. We've got what we call the Trump Victory Leadership Initiative, where we are identifying volunteers and then taking hand-picked ones out of that group and putting them through 6-week training courses where they are able to, you know, gain more skills in terms of campaigns and activism.
Sure.
We've done some, I think about 30,000 people have gone through that sort of training in the last 2.5
wow.
to 3 years
wow.
from the RNC.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for us to expand the party.
Yeah. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. By the way, Drew, I had an opportunity yesterday on Radio Row. I talked to Don Jr. and I talked to Eric Trump both times when I said I'm from South Carolina. They both responded, "We love South Carolina." I think we're going to be seeing a lot of the Trumps in the coming year.
I believe so.
Yeah, always good to have you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us here on the Morning Answer. Talk with you again soon.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Drew McKissick, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, 8:31, 31 past the hour.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.